You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Good afternoon. Okay, Merry Christmas again. Okay, and Happy New Year. Malapit ng Pasko. And as I've told you, pag natapos yung series natin, December na. Okay, and today would be the last installment of our series Truth Be Told. And so, huli na po ito. No? And then next week po, we'll be starting a brand new series. Okay, we'll be starting our Christmas series. Okay, and so my name is Romel, together with the RB. Okay, we are of service to you this afternoon, and we are serving under the leadership of our senior pastor, kay Pastor Mark Constantino. Okay, sino po ba dito naniniwala kayo na ang mga Pilipino ay maparaan? Okay? Madiskarte sa buhay. Okay? Meron nga tayong kasabihan, if there is a will, there is a way. Kapag ka mayroong gulong, mayroong daan. Okay? Diba? There's a will, there's a way. Okay? And lalo na, no, I remember nung elementary ako, no, nung minsan, wala na ako pang masahay pa uwi, no, pero kailangan ko mag-commute, sumakay ng jeep. Okay, yung abutan ng bayad, di ba? So, namimili ako na sasakayan ko ng jeep na medyo puno, okay? So, sasakayan ko ng jeep, tapos, halimbawa, iabot na yung bayad, pakiabot po, kukunin ko, bayad po. Medyo laksan ko yung boses ko, di ba? Para maalala ako ni driver na nagbigay ako, okay? And so, hindi ko na po yung ginagawa ngayon. Okay? Hopefully, hindi nyo rin siya ginagawa, okay? Why? Diskarte, okay? Halimbawa na lang, mahaba ang pila sa grocery, no? And so, ang ginagawa ng iba, kumukuha na agad ng push cart, tapos mag-iiwan lang ng isang candy mint doon, okay? Babalikan kita mamaya, okay? Ako nakapila dyan, okay? Not only that, okay? Sino rito kumakain kayo sa KFC? Okay? Yung ibang makain sa KFC, ang dala lang rice. Hindi pa rice galing sa KFC, extra rice galing sa ibang lugar, okay? And then doon, kukuha ka ng gravy, alright? So, bakit? Kasi gravy pa lang, ulam na, okay? So, mga discarding mga Pilipino, okay? I also remember, okay, when I was in Afghanistan, okay, kailangan namin mag-renew ng lisensya, okay? Ng company where I was working, okay, na nag-sponsor ng visa namin. Okay, and so we have all the documents, all the papers that we need. Okay, pero, okay, we are being extorted. Ina-ask po kami na magbigay ng pera. Maglagay daw kami ng pera. Okay, and they want a significant amount in dollars. Okay, and sabi naman, we don't have any budget for that. Okay, here are our documents. And so, hindi po kami magbibigay, no? And then sabi nila, you know, we will not release your license to operate, and then you have to get out of this country. And so, I asked the Lord, Lord, anong pwedeng gawin, okay? And the word for bribery in Afghanistan is shirini. And it has double meaning. It also means sweet. Okay, and the Lord gave me an idea, okay? I know what I'll do. Okay, I went to the grocery store, bought several chocolates and candies. Okay, and wrap it in a beautiful wrapper. I went to the office, government office, and said, here is your shirini. Give me my license, all right? And so they just laugh. Okay, and sabi nila sa akin, next time, you'll not be able to get your license. Don't you worry. Next time, I won't be here. Okay? And so, mga diskarte, paraparaan sa buhay. And I know you have your own experience, the things that you do. Even up today, pagpasok pa lang dito, paraparaan eh, di ba? May naka-reserve pong seat dito. Okay? Wala pong nakaupo. Okay? And so, paraparaan lang. Wag na po tayong ganun, okay? But anyway, what we'll be talking about today is the parable of the shrewd manager. Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo. Tingnan mo lang. Mukha bang shrewd yan? Mukha siyang tuso, okay? So, ito po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Okay, so, paraparaan lang sa buhay. Luke 16, 1-14, can we all stand up on our feet as we read the Word of God? Okay, he also said to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possession. And he called to him and said to him, what is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager. And the manager said to himself, what shall I do? Since my master is taking the management away from me, I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses. So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, how much do you owe my master? He said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. And then he said to another, and how much do you owe? He said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. Okay, and for the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Verse 14 says, the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things and they ridiculed him. Let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, continually give us ears to hear, Lord, and enable us, Lord, not only live for the temporal, but for the eternal. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may take your seat. Just to give us a context, okay, this actually started in Luke 15, 1 and 2. Okay, this was the setup, okay, before Jesus told this parable. And Luke 15, 1 and 2, now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to Jesus. Okay, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, this man receives sinners and eat with them. Okay, and so maraming mga tao, mga tax collectors, mga sinners, they're all drawing near to Jesus, pero nagre-reklamo po yung mga Pharisees and scribes. Okay, and sinasabi nila, bakit si Jesus, yung tao na to, welcomes sinners, not only welcomes them, but eats with them. And then he goes on to say three parables. Okay, the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the lost son. And interestingly, pinag-aralan natin to, di ba? In one of our parables, immediately after these three parables, the Lord told them the parable of the shrewd manager. Okay? Bakit kaya? Okay? Bakit kaya? Okay? Nagkwento muna si Jesus ng tatlong parable of the lost sheep, parable of the lost coin, parable of the lost son, and then sinabi niya, okay, immediately after that, the parable of the shrewd manager. What is the connection? Okay, ititingnan natin yan mamaya. Okay, but just to give us a key verse of the parable of the lost sheep, sabi dito, no, does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it. So sinasabi po dito, pag sinabi mong until, ano ibig sabihin nun? Hanggang. So hindi po tumigil yung shepherd ng kahahanap dun sa lost sheep, tama po ba? Kumbaga, sinuong lahat ng bundok, okay? Tinawid lahat ng ilog, pinasok lahat ng kagubatan, okay, sinuong lahat ng mga pagsubok, okay, until he find the lost sheep. Yung ibang babae, sana ganun yung naliligo sa akin. Okay, ginagawa ang lahat. Okay, not only that, the parable of the lost coin, okay, a key verse, does she not light a lamp, sweep the whole house, and search carefully. Search carefully until she finds it. Ito naman, isang babae, hindi po siya tumigil, kalilinis ng kanyang bahay hanggat hindi po niya nakikita yung kanyang isang barya. Kaya ibig sabihin, winalis lahat ng floor. Di ba talagang pinagtauban lahat ng mga kagamitan, ng cabinet, okay, ng mga kama, okay, ng ref. Grabe, yung LED TV pinagpag. Okay? Kasi baka nandun sa loob yung barya. Not only that, di ba, she did not stop until she finds the lost coin. Ibig sabihin ito, baka nag-live to. Hindi pumasok sa trabaho. May gimmick sa barkada, kinansel. Until she finds, okay, the lost coin. Okay, and then the prodigal son. My son, the father said, you are always with me and every time I have, everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours who was dead and is alive again, he was lost and is found. And so the message is clear in these parables that the only solution for a lost person is to be found. Okay? So, yan yung sinasabi natin. The only solution for a lost person is to be found. The only remedy for something that is lost is to be found. There is no other solution. There is no other remedy. Okay? And so, the shepherd, the woman, and the father did whatever it takes so that what was lost can be found. So, In all of their capacity, the shepherd, the woman, and the father did everything that they can. However they can, they have that whatever it takes mentality in order for them to find what was missing. Tama po ba? Okay, so ginawa nilang lahat. Okay, they gave everything they've got, did everything they can. Okay, and then Jesus. Okay, after giving the emphasis of the value, okay, of lost people, immediately, okay, in verse 16, chapter 16, verse 1, okay, says, he also said to the disciples, there was a rich man, ito na, binabana niya yung parable of the shrewd manager, who had a manager and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possession. And so, meron na namang rich man. Diba, remember last week, meron ulit na rich man. Okay? Para makarelate tayo, di ba? Kasi tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukhang mayaman yan, di ba? Mayaman yan! Don't you know that you, if you have food to eat 3 times a day, you have a shelter to go to when you go home, you have a means of transportation, okay, either by commuting or you have your own car, and you can read and write, you belong to the top 50 to 20% of the world's richest people. Alam niyo po ba yon? Tingnan mo ulit yung katabi mo. Yayamanin talaga yan. Mayaman yan. And so, here comes again a rich man. Napakayaman niya that he has a manager who runs the affairs of his business. Ang problema po, meron po siyang katiwala, a manager who was wasting his master's possession. Okay? Binigyan ng tiwala yung manager, ngunit sinayang at sinira ang tiwalang iyon. So, verse 2. So, pinatawag niya, okay, yung manager at sinabi sa kanya, what is this that I hear about you? Okay, turn in the account of your management for you can no longer be what? In other words, you are fired. Okay, sesante. Okay, chugi na siya. Okay, wala na siyang trabaho. But then, the manager was asked to turn over his last report. Give an accounting. Okay, of the management of his master. And so, verse 3. And the manager said to himself, yung mga karakter natin, mahilig kausapin yung sarili natin, isa nila, no? And so, last week din, ganito. No? And the manager said to himself, what shall I do? Diba, ano ang gagawin ko? Okay? Kasi napagtunto niya sa sarili niya, since my master is taking the management away from me, I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. So sabi niya, OMG, I am fired. Wala na akong trabaho. Hindi lang yun, wala akong naipon. Because I was squandering not only my own possession, not only my own salary, but even the possession of my master. Yung 30th month ko, hindi ko nga nakita. Okay? Yung 30th month nyo, kamusta na? Okay? So ganun, squander niya. Wala akong ipon. Okay? And here, in chapter 15, we see the prodigal son, a wasteful son, and here we could see a prodigal manager who wasting the possession of his master. Okay, living beyond his means. Akala niya siya yung owner. Okay, not a manager. Akala niya siya yung may-ari ng kumpanya. Actually, yung katiwala na to, this manager, feeling FR siya. FR pala, no? Feeling na FR pa. Okay? Feeling rich. Okay? Kasi akala niya siya yung may-ari, living the life of the rich and famous. Nakikipagsabayan sa lifestyle ng mga business partners ng boss niya. Okay? Saan nagkakape si partner? Starbucks. Okay, Starbucks din tayo. Anong kotse ni partner? BMW. BM Beber din tayo. Okay, saan siya nanonood? IMAX. IMAX din tayo. Okay. Saan kumakain? Fine dining restaurant. Saan tayo? Dati sa point-point lang. Ngayon sa KFC na. Ayos. Okay. And so, what can we learn here? You know what? He was given a trust, yet he squandered it. You compromise. Okay, your integrity, you compromise your future. He was given a trust. Handling the estate, the business of his master. It was at his own disposal. And yet, he squandered it. Squandered it. He was not faithful with his master's possession and everything was taken away from him. And so, ano pong ginawa ng manager? Ano ginawa ng manager? Nag-isip po siya. Okay, sinabi niya sa sarili niya, what shall I do? Okay, what shall I do? Hindi na ako bata, mahina na ako. I'm not strong enough to dig. Hindi na rin ako sanay magbanat ng buto, okay? He doesn't know how to get his hands dirty. Hindi lang 'yon. Di ba nakakaya naman sa mga business partners ko kung manglilimos ako sa kanila at magmamakaawa ako? Eh, part ako ng Marco Polo Rich Club Association of the Philippines, alright? Part ako ng organization ng Marcos Highway. Ayan, okay? Ng mga subdivisions dyan kapag nag-gold kami, di ba? Sun Valley Estates. Tapos, mamamalimos lang ako. Okay? So, ayaw niyang gawin yon. Ayaw niyang maging taong grasa. Ayaw niyang mamalimos at manirahan sa kalsada. At ayaw din niya na if ever na magkakaanak siya, magkakaroon po siya ng anak na taong grasa. Alam niyo po ba ang tawag sa anak ng taong grasa? Baby oil! Ang galing, alright? Baby oil! Ang lupit! Ang lapit mo, ate, ha? So, ayaw niya nun. Kaya siya ay nag-isip. So, nag-isip po siya, what shall I do? Ito naman ang kagandahan dito, no, sa manager. Nag-isip po siya, what shall I do? Hindi po siya nagmukmok, kinulong niya yung sarili sa kwarto niya, at nagbigte. Hindi niya ginawa yun. Okay, lumaban siya. Okay, umisip po siya ng paraan kung ano ang pwede niyang gawin para malusutan niya ang kanyang problema. Okay, ginamit niya ang mga nalalabing oras niya bilang isang manager. Okay, ginamit ang katalinuhan niya. Hindi nga ito nag-pray. Okay, it's not mentioned in the parable. Hindi po siya humingi ng tulong kay Lord. Just use his own natural intelligence. He could not change the past, but he can do something about the future. Probably that he was thinking. And so in verse 4, sabi po niya dito, I have decided what to do. Kaya kanina tinatanong niya, what shall I do? So nag-iisip po siya, napagtanto niya, okay, sa pagbulay-bulay niya. And then suddenly there was a realization. Yun yung sabihin nun, I have decided what to do. There was a light bulb moment. There was a eureka moment. I have an idea. I got a plan. I don't just have a pen, I got a plan. Okay, and so, ano yung plano niya? Okay, so ito yun. There is a eureka moment, a light bulb moment. Sino rito napanood yun na yung The Croods? Okay, there was, di ba, parang caveman kasi siya, no? And so, it's so hard for him to think. But then, he was faced with certain problems. Okay, magugunaw na yung mundo, kailangan niyang pumunta sa kabilang ibayo. Okay, and then he just forced himself to think, okay? He was thinking hard enough. And then suddenly, okay, there was a realization. The manager was thinking ahead. He was able to develop a plan to make people think kindly of him and welcome him into their homes. He has a little bit of time, a little bit of opportunity. He still has his position as a manager, still has a relationship with his master's debtors, and he has an idea. Okay, and this is a little sneaky, witty manager. Okay, and so ano ginawa niya? Verse 5. Summoning his master's debtors one by one, and he said to the first, how much do you owe my master? Okay, so pinatawag niya isa-isa yung mga may utang sa kanyang amo. Okay, and so he still have that authority. Probably they don't know that he was fired already, okay, because he was asked to give a last accounting of his manager's estate, okay, of his master's estate. And so he summoned his master's debtors, okay, and tinanong niya, magkano ang utang mo sa akin? Okay, and so ginagamit niya ngayon yung tungkulin niya at ang kanyang posisyon para isakatuparan ang kanyang plano. And so what happens in verse 6 and 7? Verse 6 and 7, he said, 100 measures of oil. Okay? 3 years worth of salary. Malaki yan, okay? Yun yung utang ng tao na to. And he said to him, okay, take your bill, get the contract, maupo ka, bilisan mo, and write 50. Basically, he was saying, okay, I will give you 50% off. Write a new contract. Okay? And then he said to another, how much do you owe? He said, 100 measures of wheat, 8 to 10 years worth of salary. Okay, and he said to him, take your bill, get the contract, and write 80, 20% off. Grabe to, maagang Christmas sale. Christmas sale, 50% discount, 20% discount. Katumbas siya ng 1.5 years worth of salary and the other one is 2 years worth of salary. Huge discount. Ngayon, kung ikaw yung may utang, deal or no deal? Siyempre, deal. Ang laki nito, okay? Ayos na ayos to. Okay, and so anong sasabihin mo sa manager kung ikaw yung may utang? Pare, kapag may kailangan ka, lapit ka lang sa akin. Okay?
Sa laki ng pabor na binigay mo, 2 years worth of salary, naslash sa utang ko. Akong bahala sa'yo. Mapadpad ka sa bahay namin, tatanggapin kita. Hindi kita malilimutan. Okay? Hayaan mo, suklian ko ang iyong kabaitan. And so, anong ginawa ng shrewd manager? Okay? Binawasan, kinaltasan ng utang ng mga taong ito para sila ay may utang na loob sa kanya. He slashed their debt so that everyone will be indebted to him. Such a shrewd manager. Napakatuso, okay? Hindi lang niya nilustay ang kayamanan ng kanyang amo, ninakawan pa niya ng harapan. And for what? Self-preservation. Okay? To secure his future. He did everything he could to accomplish that goal. With the little time that he has, little opportunity that he has, with the relationship that he has left as a manager, he used it as a leverage. Maximize the resources he had left and use them shrewdly. Okay? But then here's the twist. Verse 8. Verse 8 says, the master, yung pinagnakawan, okay, yung nilusta, yung kayamanan niya, commended the dishonest manager. Sino rito ay kukomend nyo yung manager na yon? Sino rito magkukomend dun sa manager? Okay? Bibigyan mo pa ng bonus. Okay? And yet here, the master commended the dishonest manager. Okay? Pinuri ng amo ang madayang katiwala. He was admired, he was praised. Okay, the unjust, dishonest, wicked, unrighteous manager got a commendation. He was praised by his own master. Okay? But he was commended not for his dishonesty, not for being wasteful, not for being unrighteous, not for being unjust, not for being irresponsible. Clearly from the verse, he was commended because of what? Of his shrewdness. Pinuri ng amo ang madayang katiwala dahil sa katusuhang ipinamalas niya. Okay, he was commended for his shrewdness. Kaya ano ba ibig sabihin ng shrewd? Shrewd means intelligent. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Yan, ganyan, ganyan, okay? Wise, prudent, mindful of one's interest, thoughtful. Okay, nag-iisip. Thoughtful, discreet, implying a cautious character, denotes a practical skill, street smart, okay, intelligence or mental acquirement. In Tagalog, matalas ang isip. Tuso, sweetik. Tingnan mo ulit yung katabi mo. Sweetik, okay, matalino. And so the master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. Why? For the manager acted advantageously. He maximized his opportunity very, very carefully. May nakita siyang oportunidad, he seized it, jumped into it, and executed his plan very well. He worked out his situation. Gumawa po siya ng paraan. Okay, hindi nagmukmok, gumawa ng paraan. Manipulated what resources he has in his power and used it to preserve himself to secure his future. And then Jesus continued on saying, okay, verse 8, second part, sabi po dito, okay, read this, alright? Read this. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. Nakuha niyo ba yan? Okay, Tagalogin natin. Okay, sa mga foreigner, this is the Tagalized version. Okay, sapagkat ang mga makasanlibutan, people who don't know Christ, unbeliever, ay mas mahusay gumawa ng paraan kaysa mga makadiyos sa paggamit ng mga bagay ng mundong ito. Jesus said these words. Man, what a slap into our faces. Okay, they are more shrewd, more clever. The sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. Okay, the unbelievers, Jesus was saying, are more clever in securing their future than Christians. Di ba, mas nag-iisip daw sila, mas may ginagawa sila. Mas nagtatrabaho sila to secure their future, even if that future is just a short life here on earth. Mas pursigido, mas nagbabanat ng buto, mas nagbabanat ng utak. Okay? They put it all on the line, honest means or dishonest means. Sons of this world will do everything they can, however they can, whatever means they can, to secure their little brief future here on earth, more so than the sons of light. Diba? Mas minsan, mas may savings pa, mas may insurance pa, mas may investment pa, mas may retirement plan pa, mas gumagawa pa ng paraan, hoping to secure and guarantee a good life in this short, brief, future life here on earth. Diba? Kaya kung nanonood kayo ng balita, Kerwin Espinosa, my goodness, such a witty prisoner. 300 grams of drugs. Pinalago. Nagbabayad na ng milyong-milyong payola sa mga government officials. Started with 300 grams of drugs. And yet, he uses the faculties of his mind, he uses his head, and what? And became very, very prosperous inside the prison. Okay? And there is some truth in what Jesus was saying. How about us today, Christians? Okay, how about us today? How are we preparing for our future? How wise are we in using financial resources, money, possessions, and wealth to secure our future? What's our future, by the way? How many years? Okay? What is our future? Our future is not only our life here on earth, but the life after. Ang buhay natin, hindi lang naman dito to naghihinto. It would not cease here. It will go beyond our existence here on planet Earth. That's why there is eternal life. Okay, my forever. But the question is, how wise are we in preparing for that future? Okay, do you work as hard on the use of your material wealth and your possessions and your money for eternal purposes as you do for temporal ones? Do you have an eternal perspective? Is that where you're investing your resources into? And I hope that we are, and if not yet, I hope that we will. And so Jesus not only gave the parable, but actually gave us the lesson. What is the lesson? Luke 16:9. And here is the lesson. Jesus said, and I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. Okay, basahin ulit natin yung Tagalog para mas maintindihan natin. Kaya't sinabi ko sa inyo, okay, sinasabi ko sa inyo, gamitin ninyo ang kayamanan ng mundong ito sa paggawa ng mabuti sa inyong mga kapwa upang kung maubos na iyon, ay tanggapin naman kayo sa tahanang walang hanggan. Okay? Tahanang walang hanggan. Okay? Ibig sabihin nito, use whatever it is at your disposal to intentionally plan for the future in such a way that it would bring about eternal benefits. And this is the very point of Jesus. Jesus is trying to make us realize that we could use earthly wealth to accomplish that which matters for eternity. Use your temporal wealth to gain what? Eternal friends. Ito yung sinasabi ni Jesus, okay, on this verse. To be concerned not just with our own needs and survival, but to concern ourselves as well with the kingdom of God. Not just for the temporal, but eternal as well. NLT Life Application, Study Bible says. Ito yung sabi niya, we are to make wise use of the financial opportunities we have, not to earn heaven, okay, for we cannot earn it, but to help people find Christ. If you use our money to help those in need or to help others find Christ, our earthly investment will bring eternal benefit. Okay, now do you see the connection? What is the connection of the parable of the lost sheep, parable of the lost coin, parable of the lost son, to the parable of the shrewd manager? The shepherd, the woman, and the father did everything they can in whatever capacity that they have. Okay, use all their resources and their capacity and their ability to find what was missing. And Jesus is telling us today, just like the shrewd manager,
with the little opportunity that we have, with the little time that we have, with the little resources that we have, we gotta use it however we can, whenever we can, to help find people who are lost. That is the connection. Okay? Why? Because every effort we make into preaching the gospel will make an impact on eternity. Every effort we make into preaching the gospel, helping people find Christ, will have an impact into eternity. So let's use our worldly wealth. Ano ba yung worldly wealth natin? Ano ba yung mga wealth na meron tayo? What do we have? Every one of us, we have our own position. We have a status in life. Okay? You have influence. So make use of your status. You're a student. You're an employee, homemaker, boss, owner of a company. Then be a blessing. But be intentional about it. Be an influencer for Christ. Okay? Start where you are. You have a position? Then start where you are. Magsimula ka kung nasaan ka. Okay, not only that, we have resources. Tama ba? We have skills. Okay, we have time. Okay, leverage on what you're good at. You have a talent, use it. Maximize your time. Don't be idle. Think, decide, act on it. Okay, we have resources. Use what you have. Diba, gamitin mo kung anong meron ka. Not only that, you have relationships. Tama po ba? You have networks of people. You have connections. Sinong kakilala mo? Then be purposeful with your relationship. Build key relationships with people with whom you can share the gospel. Begin with who you know. Magsimula ka sa kakilala mo. Use worldly wealth, the temporal, for the eternal, to bring in more lost people in the kingdom of God. Okay? But then, when Jesus gave the application to the parable, okay, from verses 8 up to 14, he was actually being very, very specific about a particular kind of wealth. Okay? So let's observe. Luke 16, 9 to 14. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, Greek word mammon, money, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. Okay? One who is faithful in a very little, in a very little thing called money, you will see that later, is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, money, who will entrust to you the true riches? Okay? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, faithful in another's possession, money, wealth, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the others. You cannot serve God and money. Interestingly, look at the reaction of the Pharisees. The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things and they ridiculed him, scoff at him. Say, huh, pera na naman ang pinag-uusapan natin sa church. Alright, and if that is our reaction, we are acting like the Pharisee. Why did Jesus talk about money a whole lot of times? One-third of the parables is all about money. Jesus talks more about money, wealth, and possession more than heaven and hell combined. Why? Because as we read, money can become a god. Okay, if there's one thing that could replace our devotion to God, it's the love of money. That's why Jesus was talking a whole lot about money. Okay? 4 verses out of 6 verses, money was mentioned directly, and in 2 other verses indirectly, but clearly was referring to money. Okay, the application is clear. We got to use our money not only for temporal, but for eternal purposes and benefits as well. Okay, we got to use our money intentionally for eternal purposes, maximize it to its advantage to advance the kingdom of God. You see, how many of us plan for our giving? Okay, how many of us plan for our giving? Are we intentional about it? Is giving part of our budget in advancing the kingdom of God? Okay, what does the application tell us? Number one, money is a tool. It is a tool. Okay, let's use our money to help lost people find Christ. Yun yung sinasabi niya sa verse 9. Okay, let's use our money to help lost people find Christ. And really, what a great opportunity it is. Money will fail you. We have studied about that last week, the rich fool. You cannot trust on your money. It will not give you security. It will not even give you happiness. Money is bound to fail you, but money is a tool. It can be used as an opportunity, as temporal as it is, as fleeting as money as it is. Money, when the world, kapag nagunaw ng mundo, it will be gone. But when used wisely, our wealth, possession, could actually make an impact for all eternity. Money is a tool. We can use our money to help lost people find Christ. And when we do that, we are making wise investments, earthly investments that could actually make an impact into the eternity. We have an opportunity to use our money, a temporal wealth, to make a lasting impact for all eternity. Okay, let me give an illustration, okay? Let me have the rope, and we will tie it all together. If this rope represents our life, and our life is not only here on earth, our life would go through for all eternity. The decisions that we'll make here on earth would make an impact for all eternity. When you follow Christ, then you will live with Christ for all eternity. If you will not decide to follow Christ and reject His salvation, you would still live for all eternity but suffer the consequences of your sin, which is actually death, for all eternity. Pain without end. And so what saying here is, our life here on earth, if this is our whole life, imagine that would go through for all eternity. Walang hanggan yung lubid, tama ba? Eternity. Meron bang katapusan ng eternity? May forever, di ba? Yun yung eternity. Walang katapusan yan, okay? Kahit gano'ng ka pa, 1,000,000 mabuhay ka dito sa mundo, that would not compare to eternity. And so kung ito yung buhay natin, okay, assuming na napakalayo ng tali na yan, ito lang yung buhay natin sa earth. Ito lang. And we make so much preparation for our life here on earth, which is actually good. We have savings, we have investment, we have insurance, because we got to prepare also for the temporal. Kailangan natin yun. Pero ang pong sinasabi dito, don't just live for the moment. Lahat ng earthly possession mo, kapag namatay ka na, hindi na ikaw gagamit nun. Hindi mo na yung madadala sa eternity. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. You came here on earth, bare and nothing. You'll die. You'll bring nothing. But, what is Jesus is telling us here, you could actually use whatever little time, whatever little opportunity, whatever little resources, whatever little talent, skills, whatever little amount of money you have to actually prepare for the future. Not just your life here on earth, but we have an opportunity when we invest our money wisely in helping find people, find Christ, we are making a dent. We are making an impact. We are not only living for the temporal, and we need to be wise living in the temporal, but we also need to be wise in preparing for our future. And so money is fleeting. Money is here today, gone tomorrow. Your life here on earth will be here today, gone tomorrow. But we have an opportunity. An opportunity to make an impact not only in this world, but in the life to come. How? By making wise investments. And the wisest investments that we can do, invest in the lives of other people. Help them find Christ. Let them enjoy eternity with Christ. That's what it says. Use your earthly investments to gain eternal friends in heaven. And that's why for some of you here who have been supporting our campus ministry, World Missions, Missions Real Life Foundation, you've been supporting our Antipolo, all right? You know that in Antipolo, 500 people got saved just for the last 3 months. But because some of you or most of you have given, you may not see their faces. You may not know them personally. But I tell you what, God is not unjust. He recognized what you have done. And when all is said and done, you will have eternal friends waiting for you in heaven, and people would say thank you. You may not understand in language, sheshe, salamat, ano pa ba, whatever, I forgot na my other foreign language. People would say thank you, people whom you don't know. Why? Because you use your earthly investments to gain eternal friends.
With the little that you have, little amount of time, relationship, money, possession, wealth, you could actually make an impact, not only in this life, but in the life to come, if we would choose to make wise investments in the lives of people. Ang problema, hindi na tayo marunong mag-prepare for this temporal world. Hindi pa tayo marunong mag-prepare for the life to come. And that's why we could learn from the shrewd manager. That's why he was commended for his shrewdness, because he asked himself, "What shall I do?" Nag-isip kasi siya. Gumawa siya ng paraan. Okay? Why? Kasi wala siyang option. But tayo ngayon, we have option. What shall I do? What you should do? Anong kailangan mong gawin? Anong meron ka? Nasaan ka ngayon? Sinong kakilala mo? How much do you have? What do you have? What talents, skills, and abilities do you have? Earthly possession can be used to make eternal impact in the life to come. But then the question is, will you be faithful? Because money is not only a tool so that we'll be able to get more people in the kingdom of God. Money is a test. It will test your faithfulness. It will test your faithfulness. Will you be faithful with little? Or will you be dishonest with little? Doesn't matter how much, little or plenty. It's either you're faithful or it's either you're dishonest. It doesn't matter what kind, true riches, worldly riches. It's either you're faithful or you're dishonest. It doesn't really matter who owns it or you own it. It doesn't really matter. Are we faithful? I hope that we would live generously so others may live to eternity. Okay, I hope that we would live generously so others may live to eternity. If we would be faithful with little, with what God has given us here on earth, remember the 10 minas, 10 cities, 5 cities. If we would be faithful with little, with the earthly wealth, worldly wealth that God has entrusted to us, God would trust us with cities. 10 cities, 5 cities, it doesn't really matter. We will be able to experience true riches. Why? Because money is a test. It would test your faithfulness. Not only your faithfulness, it would test your devotion. Are you here for God? Okay, or are you willing to compromise your belief, your faith, to acquire more wealth? Do you think more about God or more about money? Money is a test of devotion. But what I like about it is a tool. We have an opportunity. Right here, right now, with the little that we have, to make an impact for all eternity. Just yesterday and today, more than 100 people went to Victory Weekend. Another 100 people in Victor Antipolo. Talapakan naman natin si Lord. Alright? And you see, if you have been supporting our campus missionaries, there's the result. Lives of people touched by the gospel, changed by Christ, being established in their faith. You may not know them. They may not say thank you to you now. You may not see their face. It doesn't really matter. Why? Because you're making wise investment that would make an effect, that would have an echo throughout eternity. What are we saying here? Simple lang. Okay, let's use our money to honor God and to make disciples. We have an opportunity to make an impact. With the little that we have, talent, skills, resources, relationship, whatever that we have, as fleeting as it may be, as frail as it may be, we have an opportunity to make an impact for all eternity. And so what should we do? I don't know what you should do. Probably we could learn from the shrewd manager. We gotta ask ourselves, what shall I do? Would you pray? Would you ask God, Lord,
Diba? Ano ba yung pwede kong gawin?
So that I will be able to help more people find Christ. So that more people would be able to know you. Diba? Be shrewd. Ibitahin mo. Mahilig kang mag-bake. Mahilig kang magluto. Ibitahin mo yung kapitbahay mo. Diba? Feed them. And then share the gospel to them. Meron kang excess na pera? Hayaan mo yung barkada mo na nakilala si Lord. Bitayin mo sa restaurant, wag mo munang bayaran. Pag dito manggap siya, magbayad. Okay? Hindi, wag naman ganun. But use your brain. Yun yung ginawa ng shrewd manager. Ginamit yung utak, nag-isip. Lord, anong pwede kong gawin? Hindi pala Lord, ano? Hindi naman pala. Tayo pala yun. Lord, anong pwede kong gawin? What shall I do with the little that I have to make an impact that would echo for all eternity? We have a huge opportunity right here on earth to use whatever resources, talents, and skills, and treasures. And really, what a privilege. Sino ba naman tayo? We were sinners. Objects of wrath of God. And yet, by the mercy of God, save us, deliver us, and even elevated us. Not just servants, co-workers. Not just co-workers, but sons and daughters of the living God. And eventually, he found faithful co-rulers with Christ. But that would start here on earth. What are you doing right now? Can you be trusted with little? Because if you can be trusted with little, then you can be trusted with much. Amen? Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your goodness. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, thank you for not only saving us, but Lord, giving us an opportunity, Lord, to make a lasting impact, not only on this world, Lord, but even in the life to come. Lord, what an honor. What a privilege, Lord, that is. And Lord, I pray, God, whatever resources that we have, Lord, we lay it down before your altar and say, Lord, use it. Use us, Lord. God, our time, our talent, our treasure, use it, Lord. God, it is not ours, it is us, ours for alone. And one day we have to give an account. And when that day would come, Lord, I pray that you would find us faithful and true, devoted not to money, not to worldly possessions, but devoted to you. Lord, give us an eternal perspective. Lord, give us the eyes to see. Lord, that our life is not just the here and now. We are but citizens, Lord, of heaven, God. We are but strangers on this world, just merely passing through, God. This is not the end. This is but a journey. And Lord, help us to make an impact, even we are on our journey to our rightful place. Lord, our home is in heaven, whose architect and builder is God. Yet, you are giving us an opportunity to make an impact, Lord. God, help us. Would you just lift up your hands to the Lord right now? Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for your goodness. And Lord, I pray. Lord, and we're saying yes, Lord, use us. But Lord, would you also increase our capacity? Lord, increase our ability to produce wealth. Lord, would you give us promotions upon promotions? Lord God, would you bless our companies? Lord God, would you bless our businesses? Lord, would you bless our finances? Lord God, would you bless our talents, our skills? Lord God, enable us to be sharp. God, enable us to be intelligent, Lord God. God, enable us to make the most of every opportunity. Use our capacity, use our ability, Lord, to find more lost people and bring them forth in the kingdom of light. Lord, what an honor, what a privilege, Lord. And even if there would be some people here, you may put your hands down. Probably you're here, and maybe your heart's not anymore aligned to the Lord. You are serving not anymore God, but money. Would you just align yourself before the Lord and say, Lord, I repent. Lord, I've been running after money. Lord, would you forgive me? And Lord, would you make my heart right before you? Lord, and use me. Use me to know you. Use me to help other people know you as well.